So the next one up is, can you help me pronounce this artist's name? Temnir? Temnir. So Temnir has a song, 1493. Your misfortune, the moon is stained with the blood of our foes. Welcome forth into firming faith. We go with God to make this our home. The crescent rests in a field of red, a flag of light in the sky. Well, we are blessed. They see a warning and know they're all gonna die. Look for a sign, a sigil on high, a sign from the gods to be bold. Scarlet cuts the sky, the birth of legends is foretold. Watching through the night, Constantinople bound to fall. Heroes never die, stay the land, conquer them all. Thrones of golden riders, bathed in crimson light, guided by the thunderous sky.
And 1493 is absolutely one of my favorite songs of the round. This is a like high intensity telling of the siege of Constantinople by the Ottomans through like absolutely like perfectly pitched metal performance, which I gather is Temnir's style more often than not. It's such a creative use of the prompt where, you know, that's telling the story of where after a very long siege, the Ottoman armies saw, like, looked to the skies for a symbol, and this red blood moon kind of charged them on to their victory. And you just feel that intense. Like, another thing I did not think I would be kind of saying to myself coming out of judging these songs is, like, fuck yeah, Ottoman Empire! You know, like, just like all in on the charge of Constantinople. Oh, but I certainly was. What did you guys think?
Kill them all.
After so many of his submissions that were just him and a ukulele, we finally get to see him really pull it out. Full disclosure, Temnir has been a guest on this podcast. He's a great guy. I'm a fan. Friend of the show again. Anyway, this is so Iron Maiden. You know, it's an Iron Maiden-y topic and lyric and general sound, and just great, great performances all around. Awesome singing, awesome guitar work. Maybe a little long, I don't know. I was happy with it all the way through.
I love this song. Oh my God. I love the blast beat drums and the chugs. I mean, they're super genre appropriate. I mean, I have to disqualify this in some degree because Constantinople fell in 1453, not 1493. Disqualified. But I'll overlook it because I love Temnir so much. Yeah, this song is just super epic. Golden riders bathed in crimson light, guided by a blood-red sky. You know, and it's got all of this, like, fantasy rock language. Like, look for a sign, a sigil on high. You know, if you're using the word sigil, you're talking at a Renaissance fair or, you know, you're in an epic fantasy rock song. So, yeah, great stuff. Scarlet cuts the sky, the birth of legends is foretold. Epic, epic, like metal, and it is awesome. I love the guitar solos, and he even, like, he knows I love harmonized guitar solos, and he put them in at the end. I'm sure he didn't do that just for me, but I appreciate it. This song is amazing, and it,
I mean, who are really you to rocks. Say when Constantinople fell in the Temnir verse, you know?
Well, it's not me, Brian. It's Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is never wrong.
Different sequence. No, oh, hats God. Off. Hats off to Temnir.
1453 AD, fall of Constantinople. God damn it.